请大家同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们晚上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start tonight's service.
唱诗152首。
Sing hymn 152.
同心跪下祷告，求主带领祝福我们晚上的聚会。
And let's all kneel down in one accord and ask the Lord for guidance for tonight's service.
一起祷告。
So pray.
哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣看顾我们大家平安。
Hallelujah! Thanks the grace of Lord Jesus to keep us all in peace.
三个月很快就过去。
And 3 months has passed by rather quickly.
又回到我们昆士教会跟大家聚会敬拜神。
Once again, I came back to Queen's Church to have fellowship with everyone.
愿主耶稣祝福我们大家。
And may the Lord bless us all.
晚上跟大家分享，不为明天忧虑。
And tonight I'd like to share with all of you, do not worry for tomorrow.
这是主耶稣的教训。
And this is one of the teachings of Lord Jesus.
我们请看马太福音。
And let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
马太福音六章三十四节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 34.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑。 一天的燃烛一天当就够了。
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
主耶稣教训我们不要为身体忧虑，不要为生命忧虑。
And the Lord Jesus have taught us not to be worried about our body and our life.
为生命忧虑，要吃什么喝什么。
And to be worried about life, what to eat and drink.
为身体忧虑，要穿什么。
And to be worried about the body, what to wear.
这是人生活在世上，每天所需要的。
And this is one of the necessities that a person must have.
那么主耶稣说，我们不需要为这些忧虑。
And Lord Jesus have said not to worry about these things.
因为这一些是天父所预备的。
And these are the things which Heavenly Father has prepared.
因为生命是他创造的。
Because He created a life.
他既然创造了人活在这个世上。
And He created man to be in this world.
生命所需要的一切，他在我们还没有创造我们以前已经预备好。
And whatever you need for your life, it has been prepared for you before the creation.
所以在神创造人之前。
So when before God created men,
天地万物都已经有了。
And all things on earth has been prepared.
也就是说都预备整齐了。
And everything has been prepared rightfully.
然后才造我们人。
And then man was created.
将所造的一切交在人的手中。
And so everything created was given into the hands of men.
所以今天我们明白神的旨意。
So we understand the will of God today.
我们做神的儿女。
And we are God's children.
就不再像那些不认识神的人为生命忧虑，吃什么喝什么；为身体忧虑，要穿什么。
And so it's unlike the other people that they worry about life, what to eat and drink, and what to wear for the body.
在三十一节这里，主耶稣说。
And verse 31, Lord Jesus have said.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
And therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink?
这是外邦人所求的。
And this is a thing that Gentiles praise for.
外邦人就是说不认识神的人。
And Gentile meaning that people that don't know God.
不认识神的人，他们不知道神有所预备。
And people that don't know God does not know that God will prepare.
所以他们一定会为这些忧虑。
So they will be concerned about these things.
好像有父母照顾的儿女。
And children that's under the care of parents.
他不会忧虑说我今天要吃什么喝什么穿什么。
And the children will not worry about what to eat and drink and what should we wear.
因为这些父母会预备。
And because these things are prepared by the parents.
如果没有父母照顾的孤儿。
And if an orphan that has no parents,
那他一定每天要为吃什么、喝什么、穿什么来忧虑。
And he'll be worrying about what to eat or drink or what to wear on a daily basis.
所以主耶稣说，这些是外邦人，就不认识神的人在忧虑的。
And so Jesus have said that these are the things that Gentiles seek, which is people that does not know God.
他说你们需用的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的。
And for your heavenly father knows that you need all these things.
他早就有预备了。
And it has been prepared.
他们按时呢会赐给我们。
And it will be distributed at the right time.
所以三十三节说你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
And so verse 33 says, But seek the first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
今天我们要先求神的国神的义。
So today we must seek the first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
这个才是真正我们所需要的。
And these are the things we truly need.
这神的国神的义。
And the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
这是关乎永生的事情。
And it's things related to eternal life.
这是永远的。
And these are eternal things.
至于说，吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这一些都是，世上的事情。
And the physical things about what to eat, what drink, what clothes to wear are belongs to the world.
是短暂的。
And it's short term.
而神已经将那永远的神的国、神的义赐给我们。
And God has given what's eternal, His kingdom and His righteousness.
那么这一些暂时的，岂不会也会跟他一同白白赐给我们吗？
And isn't it that all these things will be added to and given to us?
好，所以说我们可以放心。
And so then we could be carefree.
所以主耶稣才说，不要为明天忧虑。
And so Lord Jesus has said that do not worry about tomorrow.
因为明天呢，自有明天的忧虑。
And because tomorrow you have other things to be worrying about.
他说一天的难处一天当就够了。
And all difficulty should be sustained in one day.
明天是属于未来的。
And tomorrow belongs to the future.
未来的是在神的手中。
And future, the future is being controlled by God.
并不在我们手中。
It's not in our hands.
所以不需要我们去忧虑。
So we shouldn't have to worry about it.
那我们要担当的是今天的事。
And whatever that burden that we should carry is for things today.
今天的事呢，神已经交给我们。
And today, the things belongs to today, God has given it to us.
所以主耶稣这里的意思告诉我们说，不要为神的事情忧虑。
So Lord Jesus is basically telling us to not worry about the things.
只要为我们本身的事情忧虑就可以。
And things of God, and we should only worry about our things.
所以说一天的难处一天担当刚刚好。
And so all things should be sustained in one day, and that's perfect.
所以如果我们只担当一天的事情。
So when you worry only about the things for that day.
那是不用忧虑的。
And so there's no reason for you to worry.
而且是很适合我们每天的生活需要。
And these are the things that's right for our daily lives.
每个人只要把今天的事情担当负责。
And every individual should just worry about that the things in that day.
那每天都会过得一个很快乐的生活。
And so every day you will live a very happy life.
其实一天的难处一天当啊，刚刚好，也就是说不会过重。
And so you worry about its own thing on that same day, and it's not extra burden.
好像我们每天带着这个身体啊，在行动走路。
And just like we're carrying our own body when we're navigating and moving.
神给我们这个身体就是。但我们刚刚好。
And God has given us our body, it's just perfect and right.
不会太重。
And it's not too heavy.
走起路来就很轻松。
And when we walk, it's pleasant.
如果加重担在我们身上。
If heavy laden is added to us.
我们的行动走路就会发生困难。
And it will be difficult for us to walk.
如果有明天的事情加在身上。
And things for in tomorrow that's added to us.
那一定会超重的。
And it's going to be overweight for us.
也就是说，好像一部车子超载一样。
And just like a car that's carrying extra cargo.
车子如果不超载的话，它就会开得很顺。
And if it doesn't add up more things, it will be very smooth.
不会损坏它的零件。
And it would not break down its parts.
如果每天都超重。
And if the car is carrying extra load on a daily basis.
这一部车子一定寿命不长。
And so this car's lifespan would not be too long.
人活在这个世上也是一样。
So man living in this world is the same.
如果想要让我们这个身体用久一点。
If we want our body to last a little longer,
那你就不要超重。
and you should not be put extra weight on it.
每天只担当一天的难处就好了。
And you just have to worry about the things for that day.
明天的事情呢，你就不要去管它。
And do not worry about the things for tomorrow.
等到明天到的时候变成今天了，哇，那个就是我要去负责了。
And so when tomorrow becomes today, then this is time to be responsible.
也就是说，等到神把今天交给我们。
In other words, when today is given to us by God.
因为明天在神的手中,
and because tomorrow is in the hands of God.
当他交给我们的时候就是今天,
and so when it's given to us will be today.
那个我们就要负责,
and then we will be responsible.
那这样的话呢, 我们的生活应该是没有重担,
and if that's the case, then we don't have any burdens in our lives.
没有多余的压力,
and we don't have any extra pressure.
我们请看雅各书。
And let's turn to James.
雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4.
第四章十三节。
James chapter 4 verse 13.
雅各书第四章十三节。
James chapter 4 verse 13.
这里说：“嗨，你们有话说，今天、明天我们要往某城去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。”
And come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit.
其实啊，明天如何，你们还不知道。 你们的生命啊是什么呢?
And whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life?
你们原是一片的云雾，出现少时就不见了。
It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away.
这个告诉我们说，很多人都为明天忧虑。
And this tells us that a lot of people worries about tomorrow.
一直都在为明天打算,
and they're constantly thinking about the day after.
今天活在今天，可是在想明天。
And you're living in today, but you're thinking about tomorrow.
那这样的话，到底会有什么结果？
And so, what kind of consequences would this lead to?
每一个今天呢？ 都过得很不如意。
And so every day today that you would not be very satisfied.
每一个明天呢, 都抓不住。
And every day tomorrow you cannot hold on to.
这样的人呢, 变成没有真正, 活在今天。
And so this person would not be the person that lives for today.
在这里说, 其实明天如何, 我们不知道。
And so here it tells us that we don't know what will happen tomorrow.
那我们在打算一些不知道的事情。
And so we're making decisions about things that's unseen.
那就好像是在捕风一样。
And it's like capturing the wind.
因为你抓不到它。
And because you cannot catch it.
所以那是不需要的。
So it's unnecessary.
所以这里告诉我们不需要为明天忧虑。
And so here it tells us that do not worry about tomorrow.
因为明天到底怎么样, 我们现在不能知道。
And because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
那我们只当说,
and we only have said,
主若愿意,
if Lord's willing,
明天我们还活着,
and tomorrow we will be alive.
可以做这事或者做那一件事,
and we could do these things and maybe that thing.
这个是很实在的问题,
and this is something that's very realistic.
主若愿意, 明天呢, 我会还活着。
If the Lord is willing, tomorrow I will live.
既然主让我活着,
and if the Lord will let us live,
他就有所预备,
and he will prepare.
如果主不让我活着,
if the Lord does not let us live,
那我们所计划的有什么用?
And so what good is it to plan?
好像主耶稣对一个财主说,
And just like the Lord saying to the rich man.
因为他说了一个比喻。
And he was talking about a parable.
有一个财主啊，他哇财产很多。
And there was a rich man who was very wealthy and fortunate.
他的仓库啊装不下。
And his warehouse was full.
他很聪明，说我把仓库拆掉，盖更大的。
And he was very smart, and he was thinking that he wants to build a larger one.
把我的收成啊，装得满满。
And so everything that I have harvested will be packed inside.
有这么多的积蓄啊，我可以一生不用烦恼。
And I have such abundant savings, I wouldn't have to worry about the rest of my life.
所以他就把它装得满满。
And so he filled up his warehouse.
然后他对他的灵魂说：“你可以安心地享受一生一辈子。”
And he was telling his soul that you could peacefully and safely enjoy your life.
主耶稣说：“无知的人啊，今天晚上就要你的灵魂了。”
And Lord Jesus have said that your ignorant man tonight your soul will be taken from you.
你所积蓄的这些要归谁呢?
And what are the things will belong to the things that you saved?
有什么用呢?
And what good is it?
我们的生命在神手中。
Our life is in the hands of God.
所以神一旦给我们生命,
So once God has given us life,
他不会缺少我们所需用的。
And it would be nothing that we need.
因为这是神所预备的。
And because this was prepared by God.
这是我们认识神的人应该了解的。
And nonetheless, this is something that as a God-fearing person should understand.
所以我们只当说主若愿意，明天我活着。
And so we should think about if the Lord is willing, tomorrow I will live.
那我还可以做这件事情，或是那件事情。
Then I'll be able to do this thing and that.
那就明天到的时候才知道。
And we will know that by tomorrow.
到底明天我是做这件事情呢，还是做那件事情？
And so tomorrow should I do this or that?
现在不知道。
Right now we don't know.
要等到明天我还活着的时候，哎，我今天我要做这件事情。
And we should think about that. If tomorrow, if I'm still alive, I would do this.
这个圣经讲得很清楚。
And so the Bible is very clear regarding this.
所以说，我们不要像不认识神的人那么说。
And so we shouldn't be like an ignorant man.
所以下面一句话告诉我们。
And so the next sentence tells us.
十六节。
Verse 16.
说现今你们竟以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口的都是恶的。
And but now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
张狂夸口说哇，今天明天我要怎么样怎么样，好像一切都自己在做主。
And if you boast about what you're gonna do tomorrow, seems like you're deciding your own fate.
好像生命是我在控制的。
And I have full control of my life.
我要活多久就活多久。
And I could live as long as I wish to live.
我要活着我就可以活着。
And if I can live, I will live.
是这样吗?
Is that the case?
不是这样子。
No, it's not.
因为生命是在神的手中，神就是生命的主。
Because life is in the hands of God, He's the dictator of life.
不认识神的人会这样说。
And anybody that does not know God would say such things.
但是认识神的人不可以这么说。
Anyone that knows God would not say that.
只当说主若愿意。
And only say if the Lord is willing.
我可以活着。
And we shall live.
那我就可以做这件事情，或是做那一件事情。
And do this or that.
这样我们没有什么忧虑啊。
And so this way, then we're worry free.
所以今天呢，我们在主耶稣基督里面。
And so today we're in Jesus Christ.
我们要听主的教训。
And we should listen to the teaching of the Lord.
不要为明天忧虑。
Do not worry about tomorrow.
只要呢。担当今天的事情
，and only worry about the things today。
担当今天的责任
，and only sustain today's responsibility。
这个是我们每天当尽的本分。
And this is something that we must do every day。
所以我们要学习过每一天。
And so we should learn how to live every day。
尽每一天的本分。
And we should fulfill our duties on a daily basis.
担当啊每一天的事情。
And we should sustain everyday burdens.
好，那么这个是像传道书里面所说的。
And so this is what it says in Ecclesiastes.
神给人的恩赐。
And any gift is from God.
就是让我们每天呢、啊，享受自己的份，吃喝，享受自己的那个份，这个福气。
And so every day we will enjoy our own blessings, what to eat and drink.
在自己劳碌工作当中啊，来享福。
And we will enjoy our own labors.
这个就是今天的事情。
And this is the things for today.
吃喝啊，我们不能为明天吃喝。
And eat and drink, we cannot do that for tomorrow.
我们每天都是为今天吃喝。
And every day we are doing it for today.
不能说我今天把明天东西吃了，明天我就不用再吃东西。
And we cannot eat the things for tomorrow, so today I will not eat.
所以神赐给人的是今天的事情。
And so God has given man the things of today.
让你能够吃，能够喝。
And so that you could eat and drink.
能够取自己的份。
And you could take what belongs to you.
享受你劳碌所得来的好处。
And so you enjoy the benefits of your labor.
这个就是最现实的人生。
And this is a more realistic life.
都是今天的事情。
Everything is today.
说这种就是美善的人生。
And so this is the beauty of life.
是神的恩赐。
And this is a blessing from God.
所以今天呢，神赐给我们的都是今。今天的事情。
And so anything that God has given will be today for today.
这是神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
要我们去担当的，去享受的。
Something that we should worry and something that we should enjoy.
所以主耶稣教导我们祷告。
So the Lord has taught us how to pray.
我们看回来马太福音。
And let's turn back to Matthew.
第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第六章第九节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 9.
这里主耶稣教导我们祷告，说，所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人多尊你的名为圣。
In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这个都是今天的事情。
Give us this day, these things are today.
十一节说，我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Verse 11, give us this day our daily bread.
我们每天主要求今天的饮食。
And so every day we should pray about the daily bread.
这是神所预备的。
And this is what God has prepared.
神一定会赐给我们。
And it will be given to us.
你如果求明天呢？
And if you're asking for tomorrow,
神会不会赐给我们？
And would that be given to you?
神不会赐给我们。
And it would not.
神顶多会说明天再说。
And God will say that, let's worry about that tomorrow.
我们在神面前告诉他神了，我明天需要什么，后天需要什么，哦，又要说什么很多，说你明天再讲。
And so when we're praying and asking God in front of Him and about the things tomorrow, God will say that, worry about it tomorrow.
你现在不要跟我讲明天的事情。
And do not talk to me about tomorrow.
你只要跟我讲今天的事情。
You just have to tell me about today.
所以我们到神面前，我们只是告诉他我今天要什么。
And so when we come in front of God, we only telling Him that what we need today.
今天我能够称赞美神，我要赞美神。
And today I could praise the Lord.
称神的名为圣。
And I would hallow His name.
神的国降临。
And His kingdom come.
神的国降临就是神的国在我们心中。
And God's kingdom come, that means the kingdom of God is in our hearts.
让我来遵行神的旨意。
So I could fulfill His will.
就是每天的生活。
And this is our daily life.
所以我们先求神的国、神的义。
So we shall seek for the righteousness in the kingdom of God.
然后说今天的饮食赐给我们。
our daily bread, giving us our daily bread.
神一定会给，因为神天父知道啊，我们需要他知道。
And this will definitely be given to us because the Heavenly Father knows our need.
我们先求神的国，神的义。
And we pray for the kingdom and the righteousness.
哦，然后呢，啊，这一些呀、啊、都会赐给我们。
And everything else will be given to us.
哦，那这是每天赐给我们。
And it's giving to us on a daily basis.
叫做按时分粮。
And so it's issued on every day.
哎，我们请看。马太福音二十四章。
Start to Matthew chapter
24. 马太福音二十四章。
Matthew 24.
马太福音二十四章四十五节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 45.
这里主耶稣提到一个忠心的仆人。
And Lord Jesus talks about a faithful servant.
说谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢
？And who then is a faithful and wise servant who his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season？
那么主人来到，看见他这样行，那个仆人就有福了。
And so if the master comes, blessed is that the servant who his master when he comes。
哦，这里更。主耶稣提到一个忠心有见识的仆人
，and so the Lord Jesus talking about a faithful servant.
他就是知道主人的意思
，and he knows the will of the master.
按照主人的意思、啊、来管理神家里的人
，and according to his master's will, he will be the ruler of the household.
这个就是忠心有见识的仆人
，and this is some.A servant that's very faithful and wise.
那主人的意思是什么？
And what is the will of the master?
说按时分粮给他们。
To give them food in due season.
按时分粮给他们。
And to give them food in due season.
这个是神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
所以主人他一定是按时分粮给给我们。
And so the Lord will be giving food in due season.
那神会按派他的忠心的仆人来管理家里的人。
And God would send his faithful servant to be the ruler of his household.
所以在神家里的人呢，每天都不会缺少所需用的。
So anyone in the household of God would not lack anything on every day.
不能说啊，今天给我明天的，明天就可以不用做工了。
And he would not say that, please give me the things for tomorrow, so tomorrow I won't have to work.
那这个仆人不能说，哎呀，明天我可以休息，今天就给你们两份吧。
And the servant cannot say that tomorrow will be my day off, so why don't I give you double portions today?
这个就不忠心了。
And this will not be faithful.
好像以色列人。
Just like the Israelites.
神每天降玛拿给他们。
And God has given them manna every day.
四十年的时间
，and for a span of 40 years，
每天降玛拿
，manna was given on a daily basis，
都是刚刚好
，and it's perfect timing，
每天都是按照他们所需要的降给他们
，and every day was giving to them what they need，
神说你们出去就收自己的分量就可以
，and the Lord said that go out and collect what you need。
早上去收，刚好吃一天。
And when you collect it in the morning, it will last you for the entire day.
那明天早上天太阳还没有出来以前，就要出去收一天的食物。
And so every morning that before the sunrise, then they have to go out to collect for the food.
太阳出来的时候就消失了。
And when the sun comes up, everything disappears.
那么按照神的话去做的人。
So those who do things according to the words of God,
每天都吃得很饱
and they will be very abundant on a daily basis.
那有些人呢，不按照神的旨意
and there are some people that would not follow God's will.
他想我今天收两份
and he wants to collect double portion
today. 明天我可以睡晚一点
and so tomorrow I could sleep a little longer.
结果怎么样
and what happens?
那一份到明天的时候都生虫。
And that portion, the extra portion that he collects, by next day will go bad.
所以他就饿肚子了。
And then he will be, hungry.
那个神不会这样做。
And so God would not do these things.
他是按时给我们的。
And he would give us when it's right.
所以我们就懂得按时去完成我们该做的事情。
And so that in due diligence we should complete what we needed to do.
不会缺少我们所需用的。
And this is not something that we will lack.
这个是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
说主人看到这个仆人这样就有福了。
And so that when the master saw that the servant have done this, then he would be blessed.
主人要把一切都派他管理。
And everything would be given to him to rule.
今天我们都是神的管家。
And today we are the servant of God.
神要把他的所赏赐的来给我们。
And everything that he blessed will be given to us.
他要试验我们，看我们忠不忠心。
And he wanted to test us to see if we're faithful.
忠心的是按时完成工作。
And so the faithful ones will complete his work.
所以我想说，我每天只要求一天的事情。
And so every day I should be praying about the things for one day.
神一定会赐给我们。
And God will give that to us.
在一天里面的需要，神会赏赐，神会帮助。
So whatever we needed in that day, God will help and God will God will give us.
我们不必为明天忧虑。
And we should not worry about tomorrow.
所以我们的祷告也是为今天。
So when we pray, we are praying for today.
不必要为明天。
We don't have to pray for tomorrow.
这样的话就刚刚好。
And so then this will be perfect.
所以圣经才保罗才告诉我们说，你应当一无挂虑。
And so that Paul have also told us that do not worry.
为今天的话，你就没有什么好挂虑的。
And if you worry about today, there's nothing to worry about.
因为所有的一切都摆在眼前。
Because everything is put in front of us.
所以我们都可以把这一些呢告诉神。
And we could tell God everything for today.
那神他会按照今天的需要来带领帮助我们。
And according to your needs, God will guide us and lead us.
所以把我们所要的告诉神，就是这今天就是这些。
And so whatever we need today, we can tell that to God. We only need this.
其实是很轻松的。
And actually, this is very relaxed work.
如果为明天，那这个是没有范围的。
And if you worry about tomorrow, there are no boundaries.
因为是不知道的事情。
Because it's the things of the unknown.
那变成一种无限的。
And this is infinity.
如果是今天，那是有限的。
And so if it's only today, then it has it's limited.
所以它永远不会够重的啊。
And it would not the burden would not be.
那主耶稣要我们跟随他。
So the Lord wanted us to follow him.
也是一样的。
It's the same way.
我们看马太福音第十一章。
And let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew 11.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
这个劳苦担重担就是为明天忧虑的。
And those who labor and heavy laden is for those that worry for tomorrow.
因为以前不认识神。
Because they don't know God before.
所以就会为明天忧虑。
And so they will worry about tomorrow.
明天我要吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
What should I eat tomorrow and drink? And what should I be clothed?
不是今天的事情。
And this is not something today.
今天简单，今天我们总有办法去弄到吃的。
And of course, we could get food today.
只要去找吃的就可以了，不用忧虑。
And we just have to look for food. We don't have to worry.
那忧虑是为明天。
And worrying is for tomorrow.
明天我要吃什么？
What should we eat tomorrow?
你可以想一百个。
And you could think about 100 reasons.
明天我要喝什么？
And what should I drink
你可以想很多种东西出来。
And you could think of many reasons.
你可以想一个晚上睡不着觉。
And you could think about the whole night.
那是无限的东西啊。
And because this is infinite.
今天的话就很简单了。
And things today is more simpler.
你要喝什么？ 你要喝什么？
And what do you want to drink?
找了，找了。
So we will find it.
这个不用忧虑的。
And so don't worry.
今天肚子饿要吃什么找吃的就可以了
and what you need to eat today just look for it
不用忧虑了
and do not worry
但是如果为明天那就要忧虑
and but if you worry about tomorrow then it's very difficult
晚上睡觉你一直想明天我要吃什么尽量想 想到你一个晚上都没有结果
and so you'd be thinking about it all night with and be sleep deprived
那个是
and with no conclusion
真的是重担啊
And this is really heavy laden.
好，所以不要为这个事情忧虑。
And so do not worry about this world.
这是我的经验。
And this is my experience.
因为躺在床上啊，都不是为今天的事情。
And because I'll be lying on my bed and then not thinking about
the things. 都是在想明天的事情。
I'm thinking is about tomorrow.
想到睡不着觉。
And to a point that I can't sleep.
哎，那个就劳苦担重担。
And this will be carrying labor and heavy laden.
把这个忧虑啊，这个担子呢，交给主耶稣。
And so give this burden to Lord Jesus.
然后呢，第29节。
And verse 29.
他说：“我的心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。你这样，你们心里就必得享安息。”
And take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest.For your souls.
主耶稣要我们学习他的样式。
So the Lord Jesus wanted us to learn after him.
啊，就是柔和谦卑的心。
And to have a gentle and lowly heart.
来负他的轭。
And to take his yoke.
就是用柔和谦卑的心来担当我们今天的责任。
And to have a gentle and lowly heart to sustain responsibilities for today.
这样心里就会得享安息。
And so that your heart would be in peace.
好，所以因为我的轭是容易，我的担是轻省的。
And it says because my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
这个就是一天所要担当的事情。
And this is something that we should carry only for today.
你看，一天的事情都是有限的，就是这么多，不会。太多的，不会超过的。
And because every day things are very limited, it would not surpass.
所以其实啊，我们如果按照每天呢、啊、去完成每天的事情呢，是应该是轻松的。
And so that if we could follow rules to finish complete what's today,
我们一定可以享受每天的这个快乐。
And we will enjoy our happiness and peace on a daily basis.
所以主耶稣说：“我的轭是容易，我的担是轻省的。”
And so Lord Jesus have said that my burden is light and my yoke is easy.
那今天我们信主耶稣，就是跟从主，我们就是要学习过这样的生活。
And so we believe in Lord Jesus today, and then we follow him. We have to learn to live like this.
不必为明天忧虑。
Do not worry about tomorrow.
我们应该啊，好好的把握今天。
And we should really care about what's today.
每天早上起来的时候就感谢神，说神哦，我还活着，神让我今天还活着。
And every morning when you wake up and you give thanks to God, saying that I'm still alive.
今天我又有今天的该尽的本分。
And I would have my duties for today.
今天我要吃什么？
And what should I eat today?
我要喝什么？
What should I drink?
我要穿什么?
What should I wear?
这个都很简单。
And it's very simple.
就是这样子。
And it's very simple.
好好享受今天的。
And you enjoy what's today.
把握今天的。
And you hold on to what is today.
享受今天神所赐的一切。
And you join all things that's given to you by God today.
来完成今天神所托付的事情。
And you complete everything that's assigned to you by God today.
这个就是美善的人生。
And this is a beautiful life.
所以这是神的恩赐。
And this is a blessing from God.
所以我看主耶稣给我们的教训。
And so we will look at the teaching from Lord Jesus.
叫我们不要为明天忧虑。
We should not worry about tomorrow.
就是要我们过好每一天。
And we should live every day as one day.
来享受安息。
And to enjoy peace.
这里说心里得享安息。
And we will have true rest in our hearts.
现在的人呢，会有心灵上很多压力。而且是造成了一种什么忧郁症。
And many people would have a lot of stress today, and then they would cause depression.
就是因为很多明天的事情放在心上。
And because they thinking about too many things for tomorrow.
所以心里得不到安息。
And they would cannot enjoy peace in their hearts.
一个压力一直压在心头。
And they have tremendous amount of pressure.
越积压越重。
And the pressure is very heavy.
到时候就承受不了。
And they could not carry it.
所以现在很多这种问题。
And so there are many problems today.
所以常常有些要去找心理医生。
And they have to see a psychiatrist.
怎么样消除心中的忧虑。
And how to eliminate their worries.
这个就是因为不懂得来把重担交给主。
And because they don't understand how to give their burdens to God.
其实最好的就是到主面前来把一切的重担交给主耶稣。
And the best method is to come in front of the Lord and give him all your burdens.
我们心里的可以得享安息。
And so that we can enjoy true rest in our hearts.
负主的轭，担主的担。
And we could carry his yoke and carry his burden.
就是我们每天的这个难处，我们所每天所要担当的。
So everything that we have to carry on a daily basis.
今天的责任。
And responsibilities today.
这个是容易的，而且是轻省的。
And it's very easy and it's very light.
所以神不会给我们重担。
And so God would not give us any burden.
我们要记住。
And we have to remember this.
神不会给我们重担。
God would not give us any burden.
主耶稣更不会给我们重担。
Lord Jesus would not give us burden.
因为他是要担当我们重担的人。
And because he has to carry our labor and burden.
他怎么可能把重担放在我们的肩头上？
And why would he place burden on our shoulders?
他要我们心里得享安息。
And he wanted us to enjoy peace in our hearts.
他不会把任何的忧虑放在我们心里。
And he would not place any worries within us.
因为他要承担我们一切的重担。
And because he would carry all our burdens.
他要让我们担当的是容易的，是轻省的。
And whatever we carry will be very easy and light.
那这样的话，我们就不会再为明天忧虑了。
And so for this, then we will not worry about tomorrow.
明天都交给主耶稣。
And we will give tomorrow to Jesus.
我们从主耶稣接受的是今天的而已。
And whatever that we take from the Lord is for today.
一天的难处，一天担当，刚刚好。
And we face our difficulties every day, and then we deal with it today.
感谢神。
And thanks God.
希望我们都过这样的生活。
And I hope that every one of us can live this kind of life.
一起来唱诗。
And let's all sing him.
162首。Jesus has lifted my load.
Jesus, lift up my bow and to the throne of grace I flee. I turn the promises to the mighty doors of what on God will bear my candles to. For Jesus, the Messiah's rule, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Please be seated.
接下来我们要感谢祷告。
And now we're going to give our Thanksgiving prayer.
我们特别帮助荣美惠姐妹祷告。
And we're going to pray for Sister Zhong Mei Fei.
她现在在住院。
And she's in the hospital now.
求主耶稣看顾。
And let's ask the Lord to watch over her.
我们也要将明天的事情交给主。
And we should give all things tomorrow to the Lord.
不为明天忧虑。
And do not worry about tomorrow.
让我们过好每一天。
And let's live our daily, every day as today.
我们同心跪下。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
奉主。